Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the
mash. So if you tried to cross Lower 6th Avenue today, you may have noticed that the heavy police stanchions are up, because tonight's the 35th annual Halloween Village Parade. But the financial crisis makes this Halloween especially scary and has even spooked some of the parade's major sponsors. Maybe you heard this on our newscasts. This means fewer floats and more homemade costumes. Maybe a good thing. Break out your felt and scissors, everybody. Maybe you've made your own costumes this year. A scary 401k report? Or a witchy Sarah Palin with a herd of moose? We want to see it and hear about it. Send in pictures to our Halloween Flickr pool by going to WNYC.org and clicking on the Brian Lehrer Show page. That's right. We have set up a special Flickr pool for you to photograph yourself in your political Halloween best and post it to our site for everyone else to see. Again, it's at Brian Lehrer Show when you go to WNYC.org. Instructions on the website. And we'll take your calls. Tell us about your political Halloween costumes for today, and we'll throw in another one here. Has the economic crash affected your costume choice or your costume design? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And with me, too, is Crystal Field, director of the Theater for the New City and director of the Village Halloween Costume Ball, and Billy Cohen, deputy editor of Time Out New York, which this week featured the Procrastinator's Guide to Halloween. I haven't picked that up yet, Billy.
It's a good one. We've got some last-minute costume ideas as well. And online on our website at timeoutnewyork.com/Halloween, we have a whole list of ideas for everyone.
I'll try to get around to it. Hi, Crystal.
Hiya.
You were part of the first Halloween parade back in the 70s, right?
Indeed. We founded the Halloween parade.
What was the original idea?
Well, I do and still do a summer street theater program through the five boroughs of New York. And before each show, we used to do a parade. Now we do it only for a few of the shows because our audiences have grown so. But in the early years, we used to do a parade before the show. We banged pots and pans and tambourines and drums and had someone with a trumpet. And we'd take along one of the huge puppets from the show and a couple of the costumes. And we'd go through the neighborhood and announce the show. 2 o'clock, you know, all singing, all dancing. And we would get an audience that way. And Ralph Lee was my production designer for 3 years for that program and for that show. And one summer he came to me and said, you know, Crystal, you do this parade before the show and it's wonderful and people love it, and I've got a studio at Westbeth that's just full of giant puppets that I've worked on, and I have nothing to do with them. I have, you know, no...
So take them out in the street and let's go public.
Exactly. I said, wow, that's a great idea. And so I organized, with a lot of help, the first Halloween parade.
So, Zach in Washington Heights, what are you going as?
Well, last night I went as Captain Vote Obama for the annual Broadway Show League costume bowl at Port Authority.
Whoa. And what does Captain Vote Obama look like? You won the sexiest costume for Captain Vote Obama? For a political operative wonk?
It's not particularly sexy, but it just shows that Obama has become an icon.
Describe your costume.
Blue tights.
That's why.
You know, the shorts. I had a blue cape that I spelled out Vote in the back, and on my chest, the Obama emblem, and it was very popular.
Thanks, Zach. Lewis in Highlands, what are you going as?
Well, I'm going as the great Charlie Chaplin, who had a social message in every one of his movies. Of course, people who are familiar with Modern Times, the opening shots, or City Lights. He captivates and captures for me the message of the one who has nothing who gives all versus those who have all and give nothing.
That's it. It's postmodern times now. Lewis, thank you very much. So, Billy Cohen from Time Out, are there some dominant costumes out there this year?
Well, I think you hit on it. Politics and the economy they're the inspiration. I mean, whatever's going on in the news that year is going to inspire some really creative costumes.
So obviously Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then how are people reflecting the economy?
Well, like you said earlier, people don't want to spend as much money on costumes. There's a lot of homemade stuff going on. You can use office supplies. We have a great photo in the magazine of an out-of-work Wall Streeter who made a costume out of office supplies using some envelopes. He cut them up, turned himself into a fast food worker. So that was really creative. You can also grab things you have around the house. Grab a plunger and make yourself Joe the plumber, or grab an umbrella and cut it up, and you can have wings, be a Batman character, or some sort of dark angel that maybe will lift us out of this economic gloom. Or people are getting really creative. People will go in groups, and I've heard of some people who are getting together and joining up, and together they're going to be the stock exchange, and they'll just die every once in a while.
They'll crash, yeah.
Yeah.
Liam in Long Island, you're on WNYC. What are you going as?
Hi, I'm not going as anybody, but I hear that a lot of girls wanted to go as Sarah Palin, but their parents couldn't afford the outfits.
Wah, 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 wah. Colin in Brooklyn, what are you going as?
Hey, Brian, I'm going as George Bush, as Voltron, but then I transform into a Hummer.
Oh, a transformer, Bush to Hummer.
Yes, you got it.
Awesome.
Got it. Okay, Vincent in Warren Township also has a Bush costume, yes?
Yes, but economically striped. I'm wearing just a suit with a Bush mask with a kick me sign on the back. I ruin the country and your children's future.
It's, you know, people are kicking them, but I don't know. It's a little bit yesterday. Crystal, how many people were there 35 years ago at the first Halloween Village Parade?
Oh, there were hundreds of people. Now there are thousands of people, but there were hundreds of people. And we also started our Village Halloween Costume Ball, which we still have today. And as a matter of fact, tonight the doors will open at 7:30. And at midnight, we will have a costume parade with all kinds of wonderful homemade costumes. We like homemade costumes, but I mean, some of our people really work on their costumes a long time. They do paper mache work, and some people come in stilts, and
I know it's amazing out there what people do.
Oh, it's wonderful work, and you know it doesn't have to cost. It just costs nothing to do. It's time. You know, I think we need to think now more about less money and more time. Everything that you want to do that's really nice, that's hands-on, that takes a little time, and it's a wonderful way to relax to work on a costume.
Elena in Manhattan, what are you going as?
Well, my boyfriend will be a hanging Chad, and I'll be a pregnant Chad. It's a little retro, but it's all in good fun.
How do you dress as a hanging Chad?
Well, we'll each have, you know, the little my name is Chad, and he'll have a noose.
Thank you. Julie in Manhattan, what are you going as?
I've got a raincoat, a pair of galoshes, and a homemade oar, and I'm going as Roe versus Wade.
Oh, you're going as a bad pun. Steve in Manhattan here on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Hi. FDR, for a couple of reasons, in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very easy costume. Just get a frumpy hat and a cigarette holder and eyeglasses. And who better to show up than FDR at this point?
Thank you. Alice in Pound Ridge, what are you going as?
Well, I helped to outfit my son, who is the president of the Young Democrats at the local high school. So he has gone as the redistributionist in chief.
It sounds very automotive when they put it that way, the redistributionist in chief. How do you dress as that?
Well, we got him a satin sash. He roped across his chest. He's got on the presidential suit and tie. He's got a paper bag on which he labeled it The Wealth. And it's full of candy, which he will toss to the adoring crowd.
The candy is the wealth. I love it. Michelle in Midtown, you're on WNYC. What are you going as?
I'm going as a bailout package.
How?
I have wrapped up a nice box that I'm wearing as a present, and it's got some dollar bills coming out the top, and I have a big tag around my neck that says $700 billion.
Oh, that'll win a prize.
Really? Nick on Long Island, what are you going as?
Well, I'm going as John McBush.
John McBush.
Yes.
Which looks like what?
Which looks like I'm going to have a gown on, and I'm going to have a drill stuck to my back, so it's going to write, drill, drill, baby. And I'm going to have a pike in one hand to represent the evil of the Bush administration. And, of course, Mr. McCain's mask I'm going to have on.
Thank you very much. Celeste in Stamford, you're on WNYC. What are you going as?
I'm going as the ghost of Ronald Reagan and the future of deregulation for America.
And Heather in Brooklyn, what are you going as? You're our last one.
Lady Liberty washing the American flag.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you very much. Now, Crystal, these days you're director of the Theater for the New City, and tonight you have the 32nd annual Village Halloween Costume Ball.
Right.
Who can go to that?
Oh, well, anyone can go, but if you're too young, you have to come with a parent. But it's for adults. But we do have some children come with their parents. But it's the adult end of what was the Halloween parade, because originally that parade was for children, and
yes,
this was the more sophisticated.
And this is the grown-up. All right, Crystal Field,
yes,
and Billy Cohen from Time Out, thank you both very much. Happy Halloween.
Thanks, Brian.
Oh,
happy
you
Halloween
too.
And remember again, everyone, why don't you photograph all those great costumes you were telling us about? Post them all to our special Halloween Flickr page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.